mind. To love our Lord Jesus more and more as we listen to his loving word. Here the psalm begins by saying, I love the Lord because he has heard my appeals for mercy. Why? Why do you love the Lord? Like husband and wife, the wife will ask you, darling, why do you love me? I don't know where we at this age, we still ask our wives to ask us, yeah? Do you love me? Why? Verse 2 tells us that God bends down and listens. See, it's like a child who was crying out in the middle of the night. Will you let your child keep on crying for the whole night? Of course not, right? Either your mom or your dad go to his room and comfort him or her by giving him his or her ear and listening attentively to his child's fear. Dear friend, he is a living God, intimately concerned with the cries of our lives. Here the psalmist cry out to the Lord, and he has intervened. God answered his prayer because he is a loving and caring Heavenly Father to his children. The psalmist has indeed experienced the intimacy of God's presence in his life. Therefore, we can see the intensity of the love which he felt for God. Just as the Apostle John says, we love because he first loved us. When we are in difficulties and we pray, our first need for God is to listen to our plea. And God has done so. It's because he turned his ears and listened to our prayer. And that's the reason why today at Thanksgiving Day, maybe some of you will come out and share why you love the Lord. You love the Lord because ... My second point is God rescues him. See, the crisis that has evoked such a prayer is now identified. Death has come knocking. This is what he says, the rope of death will wrap around me and the torments of soul has overcame me. It was as if death was a hunter throwing ropes over his prey in order to capture it. Hell had gone looking for his prey, found it, and put it under confinement. The ropes were around the psalmist and looked impossible to escape their power. Now, friends, you can imagine how the psalmist felt when some great illness, sickness, or danger have confronted him and he felt near to the grave. Now, when you are in that situation, what would you do? You see, for the non-believers, maybe they would say, what would be? Okay, Sarah. Or they would run to their gods and promise them many things if they would help him or her to overcome his or her trials, sufferings, or troubles. But for those who believe in the living God, he is the one who takes the initiative. He heard our cries and rescued us from our trouble and sorrow. The deliverance the psalmist experienced prompted him to instruct his people about the Lord. God is gracious and righteous, compassionate, protecting, and saving those in great need, including himself. He has already spoken of his earlier cry for mercy in verse 1 and now says that God is indeed merciful for having listened and answered. And friend, here is the God of the covenant. He redeemed his people. He upholds them because he is true to himself and his promises stand. Great is thy faithfulness. And all of these we now find in Christ. John 1:14, he is full of grace. 1 Corinthians 1:30, he is our righteousness. Friends, he is not a God of the pagans who only hear the cry of their worshippers when they lavish them with food and gifts at their altar. But not this living God, Yahweh, who is willing to hear the prayers of his children 24/7. What an encouragement and assurance for us who are followers of Jesus Christ, who are disciples of Jesus Christ. The psalmist concluded that he could rest on God once more. He was truly a believer before, but his trouble has thrown his soul into chaos. So as a child of God, he turned to God. God rescued and delivered him in a marvelous way. And now he was able to settle down and rest in God again. Rest now is a reward. The reason that his soul is now at peace is that the Lord has been good to him in verse 7. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Isn't it wonderful? Rest upon him. Now, many of us have experienced the goodness of God. If we look back at 2023, we'll recall how God has answered our prayer and sometimes delivered us from a very difficult situation. But we can't help to praise him and thank him for hearing our prayer. Psalm 48:49 tells us that he had been looking death in the face. But God had delivered him from death. He wiped away the tears of his eyes. The outcome of his experience was that he was still alive and living his life in the presence of God. These verses seem to be a deliberate echo of Psalm 56 verse 13. For you deliver me from death, even my feet from stumbling, to walk before God in the light of life. Here the psalmist reminded us that our God is a living God, creator and redeemer. When we cry out to him, he answers. When we are in pain, he knows and cares. His arm is not shortened that he cannot save. Since his falling feet have been caught in verse 8, he now vows, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Here the psalmist can now relax and enjoy life. The threat of death having been removed. God delivers us not only so we can appreciate his love, but also that we live for him, walk with him, follow after him, serve him, and obey him. In other words, friends, There is work to do. If we have been spared from death, it is so we might be doing his work. As the second half of the psalm begins, verses 10 to 19, the psalmist again look back. Look at verse 10. I believe, even when I say I am severely afflicted, in verse 10. The reason for the psalmist saying that he was afflicted was because he believed in God. His faith in God enabled him to be utterly honest with God. He was about to pour out his true emotion of pain and suffering to God. Look at verse 11. Even to voice his despair at those who gave him wrong advice. He said, everyone is a liar. When we are going through tough times, pain and suffering, we think that our friends or relatives were able to help us. But to our dismay, we realized that they were not able. Friends, human help always tend to disappoint. And when the situation is serious, it is bound to disappoint. The declaration that human beings always let one down and therefore stand in contrast to the fact that God does not. Yes, men may disappoint us, but not our living God. Jesus invites those who are weary and downcast. Come, invitation, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Maybe some of us this morning are carrying heavy burden. I don't know what burden you're carrying even today. But today, God assure you that he will carry that burden. Look at the cross. He carried that burden on the cross for you. He died for you so that you may have joy, so that you may have eternal life. And therefore, I thank the Lord what God has done for us on the cross at Calvary. Let me end because I have 20 minutes. Shorten my sermon. Psalm 116 is a song of thanksgiving. It's a praise of one whose prayer for help has been answered. See, friends, the heart of the psalm is a narrative of salvation. It was the goodness and the mercy of God that the psalmist was delivered from death. As you think of the cup of salvation, we are thankful to God for his son, Jesus Christ. As I said before, without him, all of us are condemned to eternal damnation. And there's a reason why we are thankful to God and we want to tell others about him, for what God has done in your life and in my life. Let me start with the sharing first. Thanksgiving sharing. As you know, I'm doing part-time a mission to seafarers. Because a friend of mine said, Eddie, can you help? So we reached out to the seafarers, the merchant ship and the cruise ship, like Ovation of the Seas, all these big cruise ships, yeah? And the seafarers will come to the office. And I seized opportunity to listen to them. 2 days ago, one of the seafarers from the cruise ship came. Only 26 years old. I said, "How are you?" A Filipino. You say, "Kumusta?" Then she started to share. "Say, I'm 26. I'm divorced. A child, 3 years old. With a husband." And share with me all her story. Then I say, "Can I pray with you?" After praying, can see tears in her eyes. Can you see, my dear friends, out there? People are hurting. They need somebody to listen to. We are a limitation to help them, my limitation. But God is there to provide love and care. God is there to heal their wounds, their pain. So as we come to the end of 2023, this coming to December, let us come to God confidently, knowing that He loves us. And He's always ready to listen to our prayers. Do you know why, my friends? Do you know why? It's because He loves you dearly. Do you believe that? Do you believe that God loves you dearly? If you don't believe that, look at the cross at Calvary. And that's the answer. Maybe this morning some of you are carrying heavy burdens and you find that there is no one who is able to help you and carry that burden with you. After the service, you are welcome to talk to me. I'm here. I'll be here. So may I encourage you today to come to Jesus. If you have not believed Jesus as the Lord and Savior, and ask Him to carry the heavy burdens which are in your hearts for a long, long time. Let's pray. Father God, as we gather together this morning, Lord, we want to thank You. Thank You for Your love for us on the cross at Calvary, that You sent Jesus to die for us so that we may have eternal life, so that all our burdens, all our pain, our sorrow, Lord, be lifted up because of Jesus. Lord, thank You for reminding us there is eternal life. There's no more pain, no more sorrow, because one day we will be with You forever and ever because of Christ.